Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Heavenly Father, I come before you now, and I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, that the word that comes from your mouth today, Lord, be life-changing. In Jesus' mighty name. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power, Lord. We're looking at 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. And today, we're at verse 14, and it says this. So be happy when you are insulted for being a Christian, for then the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you. So be happy when you are insulted for being a Christian, for then the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you, says Peter. We've been looking the last couple of days at going through trials and what happens when we go through trials. We saw from James that when we go through trials of any kind at all, we are supposed to have perfect joy. We are supposed to be joyful and happy. Peter continues this by saying to you, so be happy when you're being insulted for being a Christian. Beloved, it's all about what are you going to do when you're declaring who you are as a person. You see, if you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're a Christian. Simple as that. What is the point, beloved, of just saying yes to Jesus and then keeping it quiet? Now, I'm asking you this because I want to know. I honestly want to know, what is the point? Are you concerned about what neighbors are going to say, what friends are going to say when they find out that you're a born-again Christian? Are they going to reject you, push you away? Listen, I have spoken to many people, and some of them have given up their families because of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I can remember speaking to one Indian lady who was telling me that when her father, mother, and her husband and children found out that she was a Christian, they shunned her. They wanted nothing more to do with her. And she was willing to walk away from her entire family rather than give up following Jesus. And as she was walking away, can you imagine what her heart was like? Well, Peter is telling you here right now what her heart was like. Because as she walked away, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ was upon her. Beloved, there is no one who is going to be more of a friend to you. There is no one who is going to be more true to you than the Lord Jesus. Nobody. Nobody in this world. He is the one that you can rely on. He is the one that you can trust. I used to sing a chorus when I was a child, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You have to trust and obey. Beloved, it's so important that we stand up for who we are. It's important that we declare it from the rooftops, that we are born again of the Spirit of God, and we are so grateful that He has chosen us to carry that flag. You know, sometimes when I'm watching TV and I see something happening and I see the British flag, I feel patriotic. I feel proud to be British, if you like. You know, when I see what's going on in the world and I see the flag waving away, maybe the Olympics or whatever it is. When I see the Queen in her car driving down the Mall in London, I feel patriotic. But how do I feel about Jesus? Because He is my leader. He is my Savior. He is my friend. He is my King of Kings. He is the one that I look to. So where is the flag of Jesus Christ, beloved? And if there were a flag of Jesus Christ, would I be waving it? I want you to imagine that there is a flag of Jesus Christ, and it is Him that we worship and adore. I want you to see that flag waving high now on the top of the flagpole in your front garden. I want you to imagine that flag as we march to battle. That flag is right at the very front. I want you to imagine the angels and the archangels and the warrior angels all gathered together, waving this flag of Jesus Christ, declaring who He is and saying the battle is ours. In Jesus' mighty name. Can you see that picture? That is who we are worshiping. That is who we are adoring. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are in a battle every day, beloved. And you need to go into battle with the full armor of God on. You can find out about that in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and from verse 10. We need to be armed to the teeth with our armor. We need to know that we are carrying the flag of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we go into battle, we do not need to be nervous about who we are as Christians. We have to stop this apathy. We have to stop this feeling of apathy, if you will. We have to be proud of who we are, and therefore, go into the street, go into all the world, says Jesus, and preach the gospel. Let's just turn real quick there. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Let's just go there really quickly. Right at the very, very end when he says this. I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Jesus is never going to leave you or forsake you, beloved. And all he says to you today, will you carry my flag? Will you wave my banner high? Will you declare to your neighbors and to your friends and your work colleagues that you are a follower of the way? You are the follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you do that today? Will you change the way you perceive things and the way that you think about things? Will you be a badge, flag carrier? Will you do that today? If you say yes, then I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you in closing that you would find no fear in what you do, that any fear that you feel toward telling anybody that you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ would go in Jesus' name, that Satan would have no power over you, and that the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ would fall upon you today and every day. Will you say yes? Will you say yes to carrying the banner? Heavenly Father, I pray in Jesus' name for your beloved people that have said yes to carrying your banner, Lord. I pray that you uplift them and that you hold them in your arms. And I pray, Father, that you pour physical strength into them and take away the fear, because your word says perfect love casts out fear. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.